Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Beis and Masech Des Nida. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Peleta Shechva Zera, a woman who discharged Zera from her body after having relations. The Gemara discusses whether Raya Havya or Negas Havya, whether she's Tame as if she discharged her own bodily fluids, or she is Tame because the Zera touched her body. And whether Mitame Befnim Kibachutz, whether she's Tame even if the Zera is still inside her. Yeleda Shiyar De Litvul Mitumah Litahara V'Nekar Mimena Dam. If a woman who gave birth went down to Amuris and purified herself, and she discharged blood from the uterus to the outer chamber, but it is still in her body. The Gemara points out the difference between Tumah Beluah and Tumah Beis Sesar. Tumah Beluah is when the Tumah item is swallowed up in an inner organ in the body, for example, in the stomach, and Tumah Beluah in Metame Lebemagab Lebemasa. It's not Metame at all. While Tumah Beis Sesar is when the Tumah item is in the concealed area of the body, for example, in the ear, nose, or armpit. And Tumah Beis Sesar Bemagul Metame Bemasa Miya Metame. It's not Metame by contact, but it's Metame by carrying. If someone placed a kezayis of nevela in a woman's outer chamber with beluah hava, it's considered a swallowed tuma, which is not metame, and so the woman is tar, or beis hasarm hava, it is considered a concealed tuma, and so even though she does not become tuma through contact, she is tuma because of masa carrying the tuma. If someone stuck a kezayis of nevela inside someone else's throat, sheretz on nevela bekomtei, if one has a sheretz on nevela in a fold of his body, such as an armpit, Hesete shel zav, a zav transmits tumah by moving or carrying someone tar, and there is no other tumah that is transmitted in this way.